둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Great, let's do it.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here. Checking out the episode, the series, please do hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, WFPK.org, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Sarah Drew. We'll be talking about the new Apple TV Plus adaptation of Amber Brown, originally a series of realistic fiction books for children. Sarah, who plays the mom character, also named Sarah, discusses the themes of kindness, the show's look at the many different ways to make a family, and the complications of loving someone. We're also going to talk about the show's soundtrack, which includes Wilco and Ty Verdes, and her love of musicals growing up. We're then going to dive into her early work. She was the voice of Stacey Rowe on MTV's Daria. More recently, she was also in Cruel Summer, the first season of that. We'll talk about both. And of course, she starred as Dr. April Kepner in Grey's Anatomy. Where is that storyline yet to go? The door is not closed. We'll hear more about that as well. So let's do this. We're talking Amber Brown. It's Kyle Meredith with Sarah Drew.
Hi.
I've so enjoyed watching this new show, of course, based on a popular book series that you play the mom of Amber Brown, also named Sarah. Well, well done there. That
makes sure it that easier.
Right. So let's just start with the obvious parts here. What was your connection to this series? How did you get involved?
Well, I had never read the book series, but I loved the script that Bonnie Hunt wrote. I immediately connected to the characters. I thought it was funny and charming, and I thought there was a really unique element to the show involving the animation. Her drawings come to life in this really fun and comedic way of getting insight into the inner workings of an 11-year-old's mind and imagination and insecurities and all of those things. And as a mom myself of a 10 and 7-year-old, I just related so deeply to the struggle of trying to navigate loving your kids well and setting good boundaries, wanting them to like you, but many times they don't, and failing and then finding ways to repair. I think this show is a really great family show because it has something for everyone.
Yeah, that was kind of one of the, I'm sure it's one of those obvious questions too, because you see those moments in there, you know, there's a struggle with ear piercing. There's, of course, what's going on. And like, as a mom, like, how much of that do you pull from? Like, oh, I've been in this situation before. I've been here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. There's an episode where Amber lies about something and it weighs so heavily on her. And we see that kind of play out in the animation as well, which is a really neat visual for what it feels like to have breakage with the person that you trust the most, who you are in a trusting relationship with. I have had those same conversations with my kiddos where it's just like, I don't care about the thing. I care that you lied to me. All I want is for us to be able to trust each other. We can get through anything if we can be honest with each other. I mean, I have had those exact same conversations. So it was really, really fun to get to play those scenes out, knowing how deeply I know so many people are going to relate to this.
Yeah, and Amber is such a good role model on the screen. I've got a 14-year-old son, maybe a little past watching, but I, you know, as I'm watching this, I just want to grab him and say, "Dude, be this person. Be more."
I know. Oh, I love. I mean, what's so great about her is that she's so creative. She's so smart. She speaks her mind, but she really cares about being kind. She cares about being kind, not only to her friends, but to her parents, to all the people that matter to her. Kindness is so important to her. And I feel like if my kids grow up to be brave and kind, then I feel like I've done my job. That's what I want them. I don't care what they do for a living. I don't care if they're fancy or, you know, impressive. I just want them to be brave and kind. And we're seeing Amber walk into moments and be brave. And we're seeing her have moments where she's not kind and then have to find her way to repair those relationships. So yeah, I do. I think it's, you know, I just think we need more of that in this world. So yeah, I'm so thrilled to be a part of a show that, that has kindness at the forefront.
And to see you all tackling this bigger subject, of course, that, you know, the marriage is a co-parenting situation. There are boyfriends and possible girlfriends coming into the scenario too. I mean, we're talking about, in a sense, divorce through the kids' eyes, right? Like, how did you all want to present that story? Like, what was that part of those conversations?
Well, I think that it's like 50% divorce rate in our country. So at least half of the kids in our country have gone through this or are presently going through this. This is a big deal. And I think we wanted to show a situation, to just present the reality that there's so many different ways to make a family, so many different ways to find our way and navigate through the different shades that families come in. There's this beautiful scene between me and Amber where she's really feeling a sense of mourning, the shifting of what her family unit looked like and what it's beginning to shape into right now. And I have this line where I say, you know, I think we still love each other. It's just changed its shape. We wanted to present the reality that this happens to so many people and so many people are living in this reality. And what does the changing shape of family feel like in a really real and visceral way to both the adults and the kids? Because you really get both sides of it. You get mom and dad's side in the way that they're trying to navigate how to handle this and how to love their daughter well through it. But then you also get these really intimate straight to camera video diaries of Amber asking the biggest questions there are. Things like, whose happiness is most important? You know, that's a big question. And I think that we're really giving these kids the benefit of the doubt. They're so smart. They're so emotionally smart these days. You can't just gloss over something and move on. Like, they're having these big feelings and big thoughts and big struggles. So having a place where we can put it all out there in a loving way and encourage families to talk about the stuff that's hard and challenging, you know, I think it's just, I'm really excited for the world to see it and for families to watch it together and to see the conversations that come out of watching it.
And I like that there weren't certain tropes that you would expect, like Max, who's your fiance in this, he's not the bad guy.
No,
you know, it's like the new boyfriend, you know, that so happens so often in shows like this, where it's like, oh, this person is the bad guy. And for you, I mean, you're on your own journey to find happiness in a way. Like, could you talk about that a little bit more? Because it's not just Amber we're seeing. As you were saying, you are seeing it from your perspective as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's all so complicated. Living life is so complicated. Figuring out how to love people well is so complicated. And I think that, you know, there was a time in our culture where women just sort of stuck it out in whatever relationship they were in for the sake of the kids. Like, you just hear that as a constant kind of trope. And what we're beginning to see in our world and what we're embracing more is this idea that it's important for kids to see their parents finding their own joy too. Like, so that they can go out into the world and go, oh, my mom sought her joy and I can seek my joy. I don't have to stay in a place that's toxic or, heaven forbid, abusive, because a lot of people have stayed in abusive relationships for the sake of the children, you know? So it's, everything is complicated. It's all complicated. But where we're coming from is from a space of love and the reality that we're not going to get it perfectly. We're going to screw up. There are going to be times when we're mad at each other, when we're yelling at each other, when on our show, lying to each other, and then we're going to find a way to repair. My therapist has always said to me, whatever fracture and explosion might happen in moments with your kids, as long as you are committed to the repair, that is the stuff where growth happens. That's where intimacy grows. That's where relationships grow. And we're showing that, we're modeling that in this show about the importance of communication and saying all the things that are scary to say, even if it might hurt somebody's feelings, just so that we can figure it out and put it all out on the table so we can talk about it in a healthy way.
Well, I will say, coming from someone who is in a similar situation, co-parenting situation, you know, divorced family, we're good friends. Both of our spouses are good friends. When I watched this, I did see ourselves in it. You know, I'm like, you guys did it well. You did it right.
Oh, thank you. I'd love to hear that. That makes me really, really happy.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at
And let me also say, you know, as I'm surrounded by music, in one of the very first scenes, I see Amber wearing a Bowie shirt and her friend wearing a Kinks shirt. You've got Wilco on the soundtrack. I was having some really great nerd moments, music nerd moments throughout all of this. But that also becomes a part of it. As you said at the beginning of this interview, that, you know, Amber is doing the drawings. We have the animation that's incorporated in it, but that's part of her finding her own voice through her art, through this music. How important was all of that on set as you all were doing this?
Oh my gosh, so important. And in fact, when I got to see the show, I was in love with the soundtrack. I think the music choices are so amazing and so spot on and so exactly where kids are right now, but there's also sort of a nostalgia that connects them to our generation, to us. So it's a really, really fun mix of music. I just think art, I mean, I'm seeing this in my own relationship with my kids, but my son is really getting into musical theater right now. And we did a trip to New York and saw a bunch of Broadway shows, and we've seen some shows, and he's been in some shows now. And we just went to see Dear Evan Hansen on Sunday night, actually. And he left the theater and said to me, "Mommy, what is it about musicals that just rips your heart right out? What is it?" You know, he was so moved. And I was saying to him, there's something profound about good art where it transcends the sum of its parts, where it allows you to think about something in a way that you can't find words to articulate. And what's going on with Amber is that she is very articulate. She's articulating a lot of things straight to camera in her video diaries. But there's also all of this, the animation and the music that are bringing things to the surface that are beyond words, beyond the ability to articulate. And we need that. We're desperate for that. That's what makes us human and makes us alive, you know? So I love that this show taps into that because I'm seeing it so, I'm seeing it as such a crucial element to the joy in my son's life right now. So I get it. And I love that we're doing that.
Yeah, it's so big when you do see your kids coming in that. Like, so go back in the time machine for a minute, if you will. Who were those, you know, artists for you? I mean, was it musical theater that kind of awakened you? I mean, on the musical side of it, like, who are your coming of age artists?
It was all musicals. I was a theater geek through and through. I had a really hard time making friends. I was just sort of marched to the beat of my own drum. And I found my people in musical theater when I was in elementary school and middle school. That's where I felt at home. And in fact, my brother would listen to popular music and I would always be like, what's the point of music if there's no story to it? I need a narrative to follow. That's the only, and now I understand that each song is its own story. Each song is its own narrative. But back then I was like, it's just a bunch of sounds and chorus and whatever. It's dumb. I was like, give me Les Mis. Let me dream a dream. You know, that's what I needed in my life. And that's what I'm seeing in my son. I mean, my husband plays all kinds of different music, but when I'm with my kids, we are listening to Into the Woods. We're listening to, you know, Encanto and Dear Evan Hansen, Hamilton. Hamilton like activated my son in a way I never knew or expected would, but it was just like his entire universe opened up. He sat, lay down on the floor and listened to the 2.5 hour soundtrack on repeat over and over and over again after seeing that show.
I got to see so many kids do that. And it reminded me like, yeah, you know, like when I was like Rent, when yes. I was graduating oh, Rent, high yes. school, that was a big one, you know, and when you first found Grease a little bit, you know, like those moments right there, like, yeah, seeing Hamilton play that sort of role has been really fun.
Big time. Yeah. I went like student rush tickets to see Rent right up in the front row, screaming my face off, like being blown away by the energy in the room.
And it still works too. That's still a very powerful soundtrack right there. We listened to that not too long ago. You know, kind of playing around with what this is and reminding me of other parts of your work. There are these, the popular girls in Amber's school, and they walked around. And my first thought was Daria. It's the fashion, you know, the click from Daria. And I was thinking of you and I know there was supposed to be the reboot, Jody. Are we going to see, are you part of that world still?
Nobody has asked me to be a part of that world, but I mean, it would be so fun to get a chance to pop back into that world. I mean, that's my first professional gig was doing that while I was in high school, recording that show, high school and college, I think. Yeah, that was so fun.
And that continues to a show to mean so many to so many people. Yes. And you tend to have a talent for picking those shows too. I mean, Grays, of course, you pop back on recently. What was it like getting back into that world after a small time away?
Yeah, it was so fun. It was a really beautiful reunion. And it was different because, you know, I went back last season, but it was just me and Jesse, and it was on a location where we were working with a crew that wasn't our normal crew. So this one really felt like homecoming. You know, I got to be in my scrubs. I got to be in the breezeway. I got to say, what do we got? And be doctory. And I got to work with some of my favorites that I just have missed so much. I found myself sitting in the little chairs in between shots, looking around the room while we were waiting to go in while it was being lit, and just being like, oh my gosh, we've all lived 4 years of our lives since the last time I was sitting here in this room, but it feels so comfortable. I feel like I was here yesterday. It was a very weird, surreal experience, but a really lovely one. It was so sweet to be back and so meaningful to be asked to be back for such an enormous episode, the 400th.
Is there more journey there for you?
There could be. I've never fully, you know, closed the door in my heart in any way. I think that there's definitely more story to tell with April and Jackson in Boston. But as of now, you know, it right. just lives in the imaginations of the fans.
Right. Well, that, and I'll quickly compliment you too on A Cruel Summer. That was such a powerful season that we've had out on that one, and seeing that story come alive. I'll throw the same thing. Season two, are you part of that story as well?
I'm not. It's an entirely new cast. It's a whole new story. Yeah. So I'm not a part of the second season for Cruel Summer, but that was also a really cool experience too, because, you know, you shoot something and you're like, this is fun. We're having a great time. You know, I hope people like it. But then it became this moment, you know, it really took off. It was on like all the best TV series lists that were out there. It was really cool to see people resonate with it in such a wonderful way. I loved getting to be a part of that.
Yeah. And the story was strong enough, not that it needed the nostalgia, but for it to hit in the 90s the way it did.
Oh,
just
my
at this
gosh.
Perfect time.
Yes.
But that must have been fun too, kind of being in, I don't know, that period, I guess.
Oh, it was so fun to jump back into that with like the Walkman, you know, with the cassettes and the clothes, the fashion. I had so much fun. We did a premiere for it where they, because it was still COVID times, they put us in little hotel suites with balconies, and we watched it from our balconies, like wave to each other. But they decked out the rooms with all this like 90s paraphernalia. There was like a caboodle and chokers and little butterfly clips and pictures of Teen Beat on the wall. It was so fun. I brought stuff home to my daughter, and she still wears this choker like almost every day. She loves it so much.
The fashion's back. Yes,
it's back. It yes. is.
I don't feel bad about wearing the flannel these days.
No, exactly. So you're perfect. I have a lot of flannel shirts. I love flannel shirts, but I never stopped wearing them. So that might be a problem.
Yeah, I never stopped wearing them either. Just now it's okay again. Now it's okay again.
Exactly.
Well, I'll continue to compliment again this new series again, Amber Brown on Apple TV. It's such a great and well done show. So congratulations on all you all have accomplished. And Sarah, thanks for taking the time to talk about it today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
My thanks. Sarah Drew, the new Apple TV Plus series Amber Brown has begun now. You can catch the other first episodes. Big thanks to Sarah. Big thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, I do hope you hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. 3 new interviews every single week, and new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcast, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Instagram, mostly Twitter. All three of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Sounds good. Bye.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.